From Capital Public Radio in Sacramento, this is Insight. I'm David Watts Barton. Things are looking up in the Sacramento metropolitan area's economy, at least parts of it. Small businesses are growing again, but real estate is still declining. My first guest, Sanjay Varshney, works at Sacramento State and has just published his biannual report on the state of our area's economy. I spoke with him yesterday and noted that the report seemed more upbeat than in recent years.
Yes, finally. I think the news has been fairly negative and dismal these past 3 or 4 years. But given our economic forecast that we are releasing, we are seeing the first glimmers of hope.
And what are those glimmers?
So we are finding at least two major pieces of good news. Number one, we have a very comprehensive Sacramento Business Review Financial Conditions Index that we have compiled using various metrics that represent the various sectors of the economy. And the Financial Conditions Index is showing us very clearly that the regional economy bottomed out in the first quarter of 2011 and that the recession in Sacramento ended in the last quarter of 2010.
That's interesting because a lot of times we hear about the recession and that the recession's been over for a year and a half, and people I talk to say, no, it's not.
Yes, you know, there's a lag effect. You know, by the time the business cycle reverses itself, it takes at least 6 months to a year for it to show up, you know, in terms of the various economic indicators. So I know 2011 did not feel like the year of recovery. But if you look at the economic numbers for this past year or two, you'll find that, yes, we did bottom out. And that's good because the recovery has been slow, but at least it has been positive.
Now, of course, the main topic and the thing that everybody can see because they're experiencing it themselves is real estate.
Yes.
Where are we in the real estate? I mean, I heard something just the other day that sounded like we're still going down and we've got another year or two.
Yes. So let me put the real estate in Sacramento into perspective. The boom that we saw in the real estate market in the recent past, you know, from the year 2000, let's say, to 2006, that was probably the best real estate market we have seen in the last century.
Right.
And that market was not just regional. It was actually great worldwide. Even in countries where normally real estate is fairly stagnant, even those countries saw a very good real estate market. Sacramento was one of the top 10 fastest growing markets during the good times. And of course, now that we're decompressing, Sacramento also happens to be in the top 10 fastest declining markets. So we still have a lot of deleveraging to do in the Sacramento market. But I think some sectors of real estate have stabilized. So the retail sector, the industrial sector have stabilized. The residential real estate market seems to be somewhere at the bottom. There are certain communities which I think they're trying to bounce back from the bottom. And there are some others that either are at the bottom or are trying to find a bottom. So the news for the residential real estate sector is still not very positive for 2012 because we are one of the few non-recourse states in the country.
Right.
And that basically makes a foreclosure market a lot tougher to deal with.
Because
there are many more homes that are going into foreclosure right now.
Yeah, explain why that is.
So in California, this is, I think we are one of 7 states in the country where we are non-recourse state. What that means is that if a homeowner decides to default on their home payments and decide to eventually walk away from the home, the most the lender can come after is the value of the home itself. So whatever the, you know, whatever the house represents at that point in time. So if, let's say, a homeowner has very little equity to begin with in the home because they had one of these loans where they put zero down and they were basically putting zero down for a long time and the interest payments were just interest only. And then let's say they have stopped making the payments. The most that a lender can come after is the house itself. And they, you know, in other states, for example, you know, where I have lived, the lender can come after your personal assets. They can garner your wages. They can come after your bank accounts. But you can't do that in California. So the incentive for those folks who see their values upside down or they find that they have lost interest in the homes that they bought at the peak, especially in the market, and they want to walk away at this point in time, that is really adding to the foreclosure crisis that we already see, which makes four states in the country extremely aggressive on foreclosures right now: California, Nevada, Arizona, and Florida.
And in California, we're aggressive because there is this non-recourse, so they just want to get it done.
Exactly. And California being non-recourse happens to be one of the states where the values have really taken a hit. Mm-hmm. And many homeowners are right now, underwater, and half the homes are underwater or, upside down. And so in the Sacramento region specifically, in the last couple of years, we have seen half the homes that are selling are really foreclosure homes.
Speaking with Sanjay Varshney about the new report, the Sacramento Business Review for 2011. There are other aspects. Real estate's the big one for a lot of people, but small business also is a real strong measure of the health of the region. And we should also say we're speaking of the MSA, which is the Metropolitan Sacramento Area, which includes Sacramento County, Yolo County, Placer County, and El Dorado County.
Yes.
Okay.
So the small business sector in the Sacramento region often gets overlooked because, we tend to view Sacramento as a government town. Mm-hmm. And one-third the jobs, 1.15 million jobs that we have in the region happen to be, some form of government job, whether it's the state or the county or the city. And then there are very few private sector corporations that you would consider to be large employers.
Right.
I count only 30, like Sutter, Kaiser, Intel, HP, Aerojet, that employ more than 1,000 people. Mm-hmm. You can count those large employers on your fingertips, which really means that the vast portion of the economy here in Sacramento is small business. Small businesses, which this may come as a surprise to you, they actually account for half the total labor income and half the economic output of the region.
That is amazing, yeah.
It is. And
how does that compare to elsewhere? Because it sounds like a lot, but what would it be in another area?
In most other regions, the numbers might be high, but probably not as high as we see here, probably because of the fact that we have very few large corporations or private sector firms in Sacramento, mm-hmm. Which makes the small business sector much more emphasized. The small business economy is really the backbone of the Sacramento economy here. Mm-hmm. And these are mostly small to medium-sized enterprises, family-owned businesses. 83% or more of the employer firms in Sacramento employ fewer than 20 people. So as you can see, these are really mostly micro-cap businesses. Mm-hmm. And there are very few businesses that actually have between 20 and 500 employees. And like I said, once you go over 500, you're no longer a small business. You're really one of the large corporations there.
Now, my sense would be that if you have a lot of small businesses, you're going to have more stability.
You would think that. But small businesses also tend to be much more sensitive to economic shocks and the economic cycles. And in this most recent economic downturn, the small businesses actually had a smaller tolerance or capacity to absorb economic shocks, and they got hurt pretty severely. We do compile a small business confidence index, mm-hmm. Through our Sacramento Business Review forecast. And we have been following the small business economy now for a couple of years. And, we survey the small businesses every 6 months. Mm-hmm. And then we basically, compile an index using the survey results. Once again, we are finding a piece of good news that finally the small businesses are turning optimistic. The small business confidence index has turned optimistic. They are much more optimistic about future growth in revenues, mm-hmm. In the coming months. They are also more optimistic about the likelihood of hiring new people. And certainly, they are much more optimistic today about access to bank credit, which was not true last year. One of the most striking pieces of good news, which people probably are not aware of because this is proprietary data, the SBA lending to small businesses in the region doubled last year.
Oh, wow. That's a lot.
Yes. So that shows that the risk tolerance is once again on the increase, because if the lenders are willing to lend more money to small businesses that were starved for credit, mm-hmm. I think that's a good sign going forward, because this will allow small businesses to stabilize, to hire more people, and to grow their business models.
I know that you also looked into banking and capital markets, but I'm curious because the other area of the economy, which we referenced at the beginning, is public employment.
Yes.
And that has been affected terribly. In fact, when you hear the president talking even nationally, he talks about private sector jobs being creative because being created because so many jobs are being lost in the public sector. How is that playing out in our economy, that kind of job loss?
So our exposure to the government sector is much higher than most other regions of the country, including other state capitals, mm-hmm. Because California happens to be the largest state, mm-hmm. and a big chunk of the government machinery happens to be in Sacramento, which is much larger than other state governments in other states in the country. Mm-hmm. The last 2 years, the government sector has taken a beating. We have seen furloughs, we have seen layoffs, we have seen downsizing of the government, various departments, and clearly even going forward, Jerry Brown's budget proposed for the coming year is not very positive or optimistic by any measure. However, in our opinion, while we certainly believe that the government sector is going to remain a wild card and the stability of the government sector is going to be a key driver of our economic stability going forward, I think a lot of the damage in the government sector may be behind us. Mm-hmm. So there might be a further downsizing of the government sector. You might see the number of jobs come down another percent or two. But I think to a large extent, my hope would be that the government sector would stabilize and that consumer confidence will come back to Sacramento, allowing people to spend more money, resulting in more jobs again down the road. And so that, we can put the worst behind us.
All right. Well, it sounds like overall a pretty optimistic report.
Yes. Overall, we are optimistic. We are cautiously optimistic. I know some people, use that as a cliche, but we are cautiously optimistic because of two major factors. The mm-hmm. first one, of course, you just mentioned the government, because the government is a major driver of the local economy, and we can never take that sector for granted. We still have a lot of work to do to make sure that they find more stability and more fiscal stability. For the state. And second is the real estate, economy mm-hmm. here, mm-hmm. Which is a major driver again. Construction jobs are coming back slowly, very slowly. The real estate market is sorting itself out, but it is going to be a driver of the economy going forward. But like I said, for the first time in 4 years, we are finally seeing glimmers of hope, and we're hoping that this fragile recovery is not going to basically be hijacked or turned upside down by these two factors that I just mentioned.
All right. Well, Sanjay Vashney, thanks so much for coming in.
Well, thank you for the invite.
You're listening to Insight from Capital Public Radio. We'll be right back with Stories on Stage.